Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Second Year Experience podcast for week two. Thank you for joining us. Today, we have Melanie and Viviana in this podcast with me. Just as a recap of who I am, and for those of you that's your first time tuning in, my name is Stephanie, and I'm the second year program assistant. Second year program assistant. And I am currently in the office. So if y'all ever want to come and visit, there's always someone at the Oasis office. If you have any questions, we have office hours available. We have a flyer coming out in the newsletter this week that you'll be able to access. I'm just very, very excited to get to meet you and know you a little bit more. And as a way to kind of connect with each other, we developed the podcast series. So today's topic is on time management, our favorite thing in the world, and that basically revolves around our schedules. And to give a little bit more input and to talk about the topic today, again, we have two current 2IE mentors who happen to be friends since high school that I just found out and is amazing. But I'll give them the opportunity to introduce themselves. So whoever wants to go first, please, if you could please say just your name, your year, major, college, so that students can know where you're from on campus, your hometown, and your favorite artist. You can include a song, an album, whatever it is that you like. So whoever wants to go first, please.
I can go first then. Thanks. So my name is Viviana. I'm a third year at Muir College, and I'm majoring in communication with a minor in business. And I've pretty much grown up here in San Diego my whole life, so that's my hometown. And then for my favorite artist has to be BTS. I would say that my favorite album is Love Yourself Tear. Just because it has my favorite song on it, and then it has five in a row. That's all my favorite songs right after each other. So yeah.
Ooh, that's the best. When you don't have to skip any song, it's just boom.
Exactly.
Nice. Thank you, Viviana.
Hi, I'm Melanie. I'm a third year poli-sci public law major at ERC, and my hometown is also San Diego. And as for my favorite artist, I'm going to have to say, thanks to Vivi, it is also BTS. I think beforehand, I just listened to one song of every artist. I never really had a favorite artist, but then things kind of happened, and now it's also BTS, but I can't pick an album or a song, I'd say, but right now what I'm currently playing all the time is one of their recent songs with Coldplay. So I'm going to just shout that out right now.
Nice. What are the odds? I mean, two are friends since high school, so pretty cool. For myself, I was telling Melanie and Viviana before we started recording, I really like Taylor Swift's writing skills, or just how what she says in her words and the symbolism that she gives off in her writing. Most of her songs are either sad or about romance. So yeah, I really like to get in tune with that side of myself. But lately, Bad Bunny is a really good one too. He just released a song, 2 days ago. And yeah, I really, really enjoy listening to Bad Bunny. Just depends on my mood. But thank you for sharing, y'all. Good to hear. If you don't already listen to any of those artists, definitely check them out or check in with us just to see what else we could elaborate on those artists. But to dive into time management, what is it? How does it look like? What do people do with it? Time management is something that can be pretty challenging or fairly easy to folks. I think it's something that takes practice and skills to develop. Time management can look differently for many folks. People can manage time not using anything. People can manage time with a calendar, electronic calendars like Google Calendar. There's also, people use Post-its. People carry notebooks with themselves. Whatever it may be, if you're a busy person and you have places to be and people to see, you need to manage your time. So, Melanie, Viviana, how do you manage your time? What responsibilities do you have now being current UCSD students and 2IE mentors, in addition to all the other hats that you wear?
For me, the way I manage my time, was also kind of like trial and error, like you said. It evolved throughout like UCSD. And right now, although it's not like set in stone, what I use right now is a mixture of Google Calendar, the virtual sticky notes on the laptop. And if I get really paranoid about like a meeting or something, then I'll set alarms on my phone to remind me ahead of time. For responsibilities, besides being a mentor this year, also a student full time, and I have some responsibilities at home with my family that I also try to fit in around it. But yeah, that's me.
I guess I can go into me now. So for me, I would say that time management is something that like I'm really good at planning it, but then sticking to it is kind of where I have like challenges. And I would say that I've kind of like developed it over time being at UCSD as well. And I use like a combination of, I have my Google Calendar where I like I keep my classes. So I just remember like what times everything is and like if I have meetings and stuff like that. And then for like, I like to keep track of when my readings are, when my assignments are due and everything like that. So I have a physical planner where like I write all that out just so I can be like, oh, these tests overlap these days and this assignment overlaps with this one. And then for my responsibilities, I'm a full-time student and then I have this job as being a mentor for 2XL. And then I'm also part of, I just started this org called Women in Business. So like that's going to be like a new responsibility I'm taking up too.
Oh, nice. Could you elaborate a little bit on Women in Business for those folks that might be interested?
Yeah, sure. So like for me, I actually heard about it through the Oasis, like from last year, Hannah. Like I had her, I like went to a meeting with her and I told her that like I was interested in business and like she recommended to me. And like it's a really it's not, how do I say it, something that's like, oh, really competitive to get into, and you don't have to be a woman to be into it. Like you can, and you don't have to be a business minor or major. Like they really accept anyone that's just like interested and like willing to do and like learn the skills. And the recruitment already passed for this week, I mean for this quarter. Mm-hmm. But I believe they might have recruitment again spring quarter and then next year's and coming up. And it's just like a really good environment to like network with a lot of people. They have workshops or like alumni come in and talk about their like experiences, and like they always like give you connections, so like you can like have their email or something, and they'll give you opportunities for internships, like potential jobs in the future. So it's just like a really good thing for networking.
Nice. So it's very hands-on, and if you're interested, definitely check it out. Or check in with Viviana if you want to get more information. But so then in addition to being a student, a second year mentor, being in clubs or organizations on campus, how do you all know when to, I guess, manage all those different responsibilities in addition to family, friends, relationships, self-care, super, super important. And I think that's a big factor that many students sometimes may put aside or may not prioritize, especially being at UCSD, which is super competitive and so fast paced. So how do you all know, or how do you, I guess, manage just doing so much in addition to like the calendars and the planners and the planning that you can do? There's only so much that you can do, right?
Yeah.
I think for me, when I plan out like readings, classes, meetings, I also plan out a time when I'm going to procrastinate or when I'm just going to not be motivated. So that way, when it does come, because it's a reality, sometimes you just lose motivation or you start to procrastinate a little bit. And I feel less guilty about it if I know I planned ahead of time for it. Yeah. And so when I have maybe like an exam coming up, I'll start studying a week before and give myself maybe like a day or two where I know I might start to lose motivation to study. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel as guilty. Mm-hmm. And it also helps kind of like keep the line clear between a break and studying or work. So also when like I'm eating, sometimes I'll be like, oh, sorry.
It's okay.
If I'm eating, I'll be like, oh, I'll be overthinking about everything that I have going on. Like, okay, I have an exam. I still have to do readings. I need to get to class. Like, all these things are happening in my mind. And I'm just like, stop, Melanie. Like, respect yourself. You're eating right now. You'll have time for it, you know? Like, I try to make that distinction between when I have my breaks and when I'm actually doing work, just so that they don't start to blur and it feels like I'm just constantly working, you know, and my brain doesn't get a rest from that.
Exactly, exactly. And isn't it kind of funny, or I guess also kind of cool, that you said I kind of have to separate the time or kind of just reserve the time to know that I might procrastinate, because it does happen when you're in full on mode studying, running to classes, being in meetings, working and all of that. Your energy can at some point start to decrease. You could get distracted, little things like that. But knowing the difference between a break and then what was the other one you said?
Just like work or priority.
Yeah, just work. That's huge. And I think knowing that is a big step in how you're going to progress and accomplish those little small goals that you have. Completing an essay, studying for an exam a week before, meeting with my students, et cetera, et cetera. So kudos to you, Melanie, honestly, for reserving that time. I feel like I would just procrastinate and then regret it after I didn't do anything or I binge watched something on Netflix. But yeah, what about you, Viviana?
For me, I feel like I don't really plan out my time for breaks really well, but I still always like find the time. So for example, like how Mel was saying about when she eats, like she will cut off her like thought process about like work or school or anything like that. And that's something I always like to do. Like when I eat, I always like give that time to like just do, like if I'm watching a show, if I want to watch like a video or listen to music, like that's like my time to like just like relax and like eat and like not have to focus on anything. And then also like I also made my schedule, because I know how I am about, especially after doing like Zoom all of last year, I realized that I didn't really like having to like have classes every day of the week. So I kind of like pushed all my classes together into like certain days, just so that I have those days where like that's like my day that like I'm doing classes. I might be back to back and I might be tired, but knowing that I have that like break coming up at some point and like that to look forward to, it helps like to keep you motivated and like kind of have that like ease of mind, I would say.
Exactly. And I like that you said, like, I know myself. So based on the patterns that you've developed or that you've seen, some folks might like having classes every day. You know that you don't. So you know that those 2-3 days that you're going to be coming to class all day, basically, or just, you know, consecutive classes after another, you know that you're going to be full on, okay, school mode. I got to do what I got to do. But then the other days, it's a little bit more chill and you get to rest and recuperate for the maybe the next day that you do have classes. So important key, knowing yourself, looking at those signs, looking at those clues that dictate what works for you and what doesn't, you know? That's really, really good, Viviana. And for both of you, how has this evolved throughout the years? Have you always been so good at reserving your breaks? And what is it, closing off the world when you're eating and just kind of prioritizing what you have to do, or is it something that you've learned?
Definitely something that I learned. At least for me, my first year, I think I was a bit too stubborn about it. I was like, I don't need anything. I don't need to write it down. I can do it all in my head. But you really can't sometimes, and you don't need to, you know, like don't try to force yourself to remember every single thing that you have. And so it really does help. And it, like I said earlier, it is trial and error. Like sometimes I used to use an app for it and I just didn't work for me anymore. I grew out of it. My schedule grew out of it too. So then I had to try different methods. And actually the way I like manage my time now is from asking around people, like, what do you do? How do you manage your time? And I learned about Google Calendar and like the virtual sticky notes through past mentors from 2XL. And yeah. So they really helped me try to like figure it out and see what works for me and what doesn't. Cause at first Google Calendar was something that like didn't work for me, but I just had to like stick with it and like, I guess just make it my own and see how I can incorporate it into my life and my daily routine.
Exactly. Yeah. I also like Post-its. I have them all over my computer, different colored ones, different colored pens, you know, whatever kind of makes it fun and works for you. I like it. Thanks, Melanie.
And then for me, I would say that, yeah, definitely my time management has improved and evolved over time. Like, I remember the first quarter of my freshman year, I don't think I even had like a physical planner. I kind of like tried to do like reminders. And like one thing that I found is that I didn't write out like all like when my readings were due, when my assignments and tests were. And that kind of made it really challenging, because it's just like when you don't do that, it's hard to see like, oh, maybe you think you have like enough time to like procrastinate, but it's like, oh no, I actually have these three big assignments due all in the same week. And I didn't realize that like the dates were like close to each other. Mm-hmm. So I think I kind of like evolved with that. And also that becoming like a commuter, being a commuter student, you have to like kind of incorporate that time. So like freshman year, learning how to do that for the first time. And then second year when it was all online, it's just like, okay, well, I don't have to incorporate that anymore. And then third year back in person again, it's like, okay, well, I have to like relearn it and like change it kind of with like how, maybe if the routes change or anything like that. So yeah.
You brought up a very good point, Viviana, how maybe let's say you started to develop these skills, notice things about how college life is, classes are, exams. And then if you're the next year, which was what most students, I guess you both went to virtual, the virtual platform, and not having to incorporate it as much, but relearning also new skills that come with that. Maybe you didn't have to reserve time to get dressed or, you know, pack lunch or something because everything was at home. But now that you're back, it's like, okay, now I have to relearn everything. I actually have to take time to, think about transportation, think about what I'm going to eat, think about what classes I have, how much time I have to study, and all that. So yes, if you are a second year student now, and if last year you were in the virtual platform, which is most likely how you were learning and how you were taking all of your classes, developing these skills are going to take time, and practice is definitely going to make, maybe not perfect, but it'll help you definitely establish those guidelines and rules for yourself so that you can accomplish everything that you want to accomplish. And both Viviana and Melanie, like, this is something that they've been learning throughout the years. And I'm pretty sure that you're going to continue to perfect what time management is for you and self-care, because I feel like time management and self-care go hand in hand. You can't manage your time well if you're not taking care of yourself, or if you're not sleeping or eating. Like, if you're not taking care of yourself first, then it kind of just starts to go downhill from there. So making sure that you're also practicing self-care is a crucial. My last question is, what are some tips for students on learning how to navigate their time? Again, most students were in the virtual platform last year. They're probably on campus for the first time, getting to know where all the classes are, professors, dorms, places to eat, commuting. So what kind of tips do y'all have for them, if any?
I think my biggest point would be allow yourself to like experiment. Like in the first few weeks between each quarter, like see what kind of routine works for you and the types of classes you're taking. Maybe one quarter you have morning classes and next night classes, or in the middle of the day. So just kind of like experiment, see what works, and just allow yourself that time to know that you might need a bit of time to figure it out and to get in the grooves of things. Like it just might not happen automatically, and you might like in your head try to plan it out, but you never know once it's actually happening. So I think taking that first like 1 to 2 weeks to figure out, okay, this time I usually have time to do homework, and this time I usually have time to like wake up or something like that. So yeah, I guess like experiment with it.
Yeah, that's a good one. To know what you like and what works for you.
Yeah, I was gonna like, I think my advice is probably pretty similar to Mel. Just like knowing how like you are, if you're a morning person, if you're a night person, like always taking that into consideration. Like you don't have to push yourself to be like something you're not, because like other people's time management, like it's okay if it's different than yours. Like just figuring out what's good for you and just being able to like experiment, see what like is good for you, and then just like trying new things, because maybe like something you think, oh, doesn't work for you, and you try it and it's like, oh, maybe like this actually is like the best option for me.
Exactly. Yes. And you're right. Some people might see others waking up at 6 a.m., getting a workout in, getting their coffee, making a big breakfast. And, you know, that's really, really good. But if you're not really that type of person and you're trying to be someone that you're not, and you know that you're more of a night owl and that works for you, that's completely okay. I think, again, exploring also goes into that, because if you want to be that, like, try it out. Is it going to work out? Is it not? And I think those are very crucial points. Managing your time can be difficult, but I think also being firm with yourself and holding yourself accountable is going to be key, because as growing people, growing adults, we're, again, still kind of exploring and navigating life. And it's okay to make mistakes at the end of the day, just making sure that you learn from them and that you're being honest with yourself. So time management, it's really, really good for us, but it can be challenging. And I think it's okay to just know that you're working on yourself at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
And all of those hats that you all wear and that you, Viviana and Melanie, wear, like, they're all important. So knowing, again, taking care of yourself, knowing when enough is enough, listening to your body, knowing when to sleep, when to eat. Because again, UCSD is difficult, but you're here for a reason and you're going to get through, right? So making sure you're checking in with folks, checking in with your mentors, checking in with professional staff, coming into Oasis, or, you know, talking to people. Shy is expensive. I think I say it in every podcast, but being shy can cost you a lot. And you don't have to be. We're all here to help you out. We're all human beings just trying to live life at the end of the day. But any last minute questions or comments that you would both like to give as we wrap up this podcast on time management? No?
I don't think I have.
Okay, no. So that means we had a meaningful conversation. But yes, I want to thank you both for coming with me on this podcast. A little bit different, but with the same intention, to just unite each other and to get some information out. If you haven't already checked out our Instagram, please go ahead and check it out and follow us at Oasis2YE. We'll be having flyers posted in the next coming days. We have Mentor Mondays on Mondays, Wellness Wednesdays on Wednesdays, and Focus Fridays on Fridays. We have the Oasis Career Peer Educator, Jasmine, that's also going to be holding office hours. So you can sign up with her if you want to talk about resume building, internships, navigating jobs, how to look for a job, all that jazz. And if you want to also explore our Oasis page, we have a whole bunch of podcasts and presentations scheduled for the quarter. We also have the orientation coming up week 5. So keep a lookout for the newsletter. And I hope to stay in touch with you all. Take care and have a great rest of your day. Thank you, y'all. Have a amazing weekend. It's Friday for us, so this will probably be posted later today. But yeah, thank you, Viviana, Melanie, and until next time.
Thank you.